Hi, podcast listeners. This is Andrew Criata, the producer of Daybreak North on CBC Radio 1. First of all, thanks for subscribing. We've wanted a podcast around here for quite a while, and we're happy to have one so that we can share some of the best bits of our show with you, and more importantly, so you can share them with your friends and family. So again, thanks for listening and subscribing. Now, another thing that we're going to try and do with this podcast is give you some bonus material and maybe previews of what's coming up on future editions of our show. So on Monday, September 8th, our host Russell Bowers is going to talk to Christy Ray of the Prince George Chamber of Commerce about a new award called the Hell Yeah Prince George Ambassador Award. If you're in Prince George and on the internet, you probably know about Hell Yeah Prince George. This is a Facebook group devoted to spreading a positive message about the city. And it is huge. In just 6 months, it has grown to have over 16,000 members and dozens of posts every day with people sharing stories, photos, and reasons they love Prince George. So now the Chamber is creating the Hell Yeah Prince George Ambassador Award that will be given to a person or organization that has demonstrated pride in their community. So this is going to be on the show on Monday, but for now, we decided to dig a little ways into our archives from when Hell Yeah Prince George was just a few weeks old and attracting some criticism for its practice of deleting negative comments. From March 2014, this is my conversation with the creator of Hell Yeah Prince George, Scott McWalter, followed by a discussion with Bryce Locken. He's a local marketer and comedian who had written a blog post with some of his concerns. Enjoy. And thanks for listening. Scott McWalter is the man behind this page, and he joins us. Good morning.
Hey, great to hear from you, Andrew.
So this page, what prompted you to make it in the first place?
Well, with the new social page, really, it's about all the phenomenal things out there that the city of Prince George should be proud of, whether it's the scenery, whether it's the people, whether it's the experiences that people have had here growing up or are having right now. This is really the nucleus for the new page. This is what prompted me to start the Hell Yeah Prince George Facebook page.
And we have, you know, Tourism Prince George, Initiatives Prince George, various professional marketing organizations who promote the good parts of the city. Why did you want to have another one of those avenues? Why did you want to have this one?
And those are all fantastic organizations and huge assets to Prince George. This is more putting it into the people's hands. So residents from Prince George can come on our page and they can share their pictures, their videos, their comments, their stories. And it's a way for them to have control of the group and share these things.
You have attracted some criticism from people who wish there was a little more room for negativity. They don't like the idea that you're only allowed to post positive things on the page. What's your response to that?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, and I get that too. I understand that they feel that there is some censorship, but when there are posts that are directed at spurring negativity or maybe something that's actually slandering a person, a community leader, or a business in the city, those have to be removed. And we have over a dozen administrators who are doing that. So when somebody is removed, obviously I'm hearing about it. But it's something that we just wanted a place where it is mainly the positive things, because like any other city, Prince George has issues. And we understand this, but it's just there's different ways to address those, and there's different avenues to approach to in order to have that voice heard, but this new page isn't one of them.
Why do you think it's important to have a place that's purely positive?
Well, I think what it really boils down to is just, I guess you could say, life in general. You know, if this page has the ability for somebody to log on and maybe it lifts them up from their day, or if it puts a smile on their face, or they get to share something that they want the city of Prince George to see, I think that's what it comes down to. And when we start getting into different rants, or when we start getting into correspondence or dialogue that leads to a post feed filled with anger, it's something that I don't think necessarily belongs there.
Scott, thank you so much for your time.
Andrew, I appreciate it, bud.
Scott McWalter is a creator of the Facebook page Hell Yeah Prince George. And while the page has plenty of supporters, not everyone is full of praise. Bryce Locken works in social media and marketing in the city, and he just wrote a blog post questioning whether focusing on just the positive is always positive. He joins us in our studio now. Bryce, good morning.
Good morning.
Your blog post wonders if things like "Hell yeah, Prince George" might actually sometimes be bad for cities. And this isn't limited to Prince George. This happens in other communities as well, just focusing on the positive. What's your concern?
I think my concern is two different things. And I do like the idea to an extent of being positive. There are a lot of great things going on here. But I think that's kind of – it's two effects. The one is that I think if you're focusing too much on the positive, you have a tendency to not have that – oh no moment. And I mean that the stats are in, they've been in a kind of year in, year out, you know, where we're sitting McLean's in 148th out of 201. And those are big things. And I think that having a group like this, especially one that won't allow discussion, almost is how I might phrase that, leads us to have kind of a sense of contentment. And I think that sense of contentment can sometimes boil into us not demanding enough from our leaders and ourselves and our community and the people in charge. Because if things look awesome, you know, we feel a little bit less inclined to go fight the battle to change them.
Well, I remember when this statistics came out from McLean's the first time around. And again, those statistics are not ones that everyone agrees with. But that's when the iHeartPG hashtag on Twitter started, where people, rather than wanting to talk about the crime, just wanted to talk about the positives of the city.
And that was, I remember that very, very specifically because I was working in the media at the time and I haven't always been so articulate, not that I am now. But I remember being very frustrated by that and having kind of the same frustration where these stats came out. And I felt like the way that leadership in the city addressed it was, well, that's true. And one quote from Dan Rogers was this. It was, that might be true or that's not true. But the most important statistic is we have the number one amount of volunteers per capita. And I was like, that doesn't seem like the most important statistic in running a city. And I think that from then I've kind of seen this almost head in the sand mentality when it comes to facing up to some of our problems.
To sort of challenge that a little bit, you'll get something like the crime stats. That becomes a national story. That's one of the top things that comes up when you Google Prince George. People who don't know the city and don't have a nuanced view, that might be painting their entire picture of it. So an argument could be made that you need to have these places that focus entirely on the positive just to balance out the overwhelming amount of negative that there is, at least on a national awareness level.
Yeah, I definitely think I can see the positives. And I believe when I was on the page yesterday, there was a family who was moving from Toronto and they were saying, wow, this page is really great and it's made me excited about moving here. And yeah, we need to balance it. I think that you make a great point that, you know, having something like this and an avenue like this does make it a nicer for people from outside the city. It does great things for tourism industry. Let's be real estate prices. I think that's why we've latched onto this so much. It's great positive economically. But internally for the city, that's where my concern comes in. Are we doing something good or are we sort of putting off that aha moment where we kind of stare in the mirror and don't suck our gut in anymore and go, you know, let's hammer down.
When do you feel like it crosses the line from helping out, helping focus on the positives to being an actual problem?
I don't think I'm qualified to define that. I think that it's just, it's a question that I wanted to pose and it is something. And one of my frustrations is that I feel like at some point we crossed that line because when I wrote that article, I had 5, 6, 8 Facebook messages of thank you for saying that. And I said, why aren't you sharing that? Okay, well, we're scared too. And I think that the line was crossed when it kind of became taboo for business professionals and people involved in the community to say, hey, there's a problem. So we kind of take to fake Twitter accounts like not the mayor of PG to kind of hide behind our own ideas.
People are scared to criticize.
I absolutely believe that people are scared to criticize. And I think that we have a culture here where it can be damaging to your career, which is almost why I was hesitant to come on. I was like, you know, if I don't phrase this properly, it could do some damage where I've had people say to me, listen, I agree with what you said. I can't say it. I could be in trouble for just agreeing with your idea.
Now, this goes beyond just Prince George. There's other cities. There's also been debates recently over whether there should be negative book reviews. There should be negative movie reviews. Do you ever worry that you might just be out of step with where the world is going and the world is just going to be a more positive place where we just ignore the things we don't like?
I may be out of step, but I hope that's not the way the world goes. I mean, I work in marketing, and I know Mr. McWalter does as well, so we're on the same page there. But when I am helping a business or when I'm looking at stats for my own, you know, digital campaigns or whatever, if I look and the numbers are bad, it's not okay for me to go, oh, things are good. You know, let's focus on the positive. We didn't burn a hole in the ground. You know, it's when you look at the numbers, you have to address the positive and the negative to come to the actual conclusion and make actionable plans.
Bryce, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Bryce Lawkin is a marketer, social media professional, also a stand-up comedian here in Prince George. What do you think? Email daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. We are on Facebook at Daybreak North.